Hello and welcome to this edition of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kurt Gibson, and with me today is IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson. Craig, welcome to Happenings.
Thank you, and thanks for the opportunity to engage.
Yep, we're glad you're here. You know, we're into the 2017-18 school year. Seems like school years bring with them change. Anything new on the horizon at IHSA this year?
Yeah, well, you know, as we start the fall season, you know, it's kind of status quo right now. But one of the new things coming towards the end of this school year that we're really excited about is the addition of our boys and girls lacrosse state series. So for the first time, we're going to have a competition in a postseason venue yet to be determined and have a state champion, both boys and girls lacrosse, at the end of the 17-18 school year.
And that's taken a little while to get here, if I'm not mistaken. The board had authorized, a lot of surveying of the membership to see if participation levels would warrant having a program, and it's finally come to fruition.
Yes, you're right. It has been a while. We've been monitoring on our emerging sport list the number of schools participating, and while we know it's been on the club side increasing participation, finally, our schools have reached their participation levels that it warranted for our board, in my opinion, to move forward with the state series. And we don't know the participation numbers yet, but I'm confident that wherever we're at this year, we'll continue to see the participation grow in the years to come.
Yeah, good. That'll be exciting to see how that plays out. Shifting gears a little bit, sportsmanship seems to be one of those issues that crops up from time to time, both at the player coach level and with fans. So just what are maybe some of your general thoughts about what we can all do to make sure good sportsmanship is practiced?
Well, there's no question that it's everybody's responsibility. That would include fans, participants, coaches, administrators. They all need to do their part in making sure that there's enjoyment in the games, and that's done when the officials are allowed to officiate, players are allowed to play, and coaches allowed to coach without the interference of obnoxious fans, making it unpleasant for the people that want to enjoy it. So for the listeners out there, I would encourage them to be on their best behavior. Our officials are human. They're going to make some mistakes, as will the coaches and the players. But the best thing we can do is to encourage them all and enjoy the experiences of high school sports.
Yeah, high school sports are really cool, and they don't need to have those negative influences. Couldn't agree more. You know, shifting gears again, but our time's limited, another recent hot topic facing state associations around the country is this, the alleged decreasing number of students participating in high school football. So what's your take on the health of the sport here in Illinois, maybe nationally?
Yeah, well, honestly, I think in terms of the safety of the sport of football, I think it's safer than it's ever been in regards to equipment and rules and awareness from players to coaches to officials to our sports medicine folks that are on the sideline to be aware of concussions. And, you know, that's the biggest hot topic that, you know, we're going to play it safe. We're going to pull players out when they show signs and symptoms of a concussion and get them medically reviewed. All of our rules require it. So in that regard, I think the message that I'd like to send is, you know, it's safe. It's safer than it's ever been. Yeah, that, you know, it's a combative sport, and, you know, there's tackling and aggressive play, but that's what makes football exciting. And so encourage the participation for those out there debating them whether or not, whether they should or shouldn't. But I'm excited about the upcoming football season and hopefully increased participation.
Yeah, my two cents is football's gotten sort of a tough break with things, but I agree with you. I think it's probably never been in a safer spot.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, Craig, thanks. Our time's up here today on Happenings at 2715 this week. Thanks for joining us and offering your insight on these topics. Hope your year goes well, too.
Thank you, and I hope we can do this again on new and different topics as we work throughout the school year.
I'm feeling like we can.
Yeah.
So on behalf of our entire production team here at the IHSA, thank you again for listening to this edition of Happenings at 2715.